About 900 U.S. Army troops remain engaged today in a battle with al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in the snow-capped mountains of eastern Afghanistan. The military operation, which began 3 days ago, has involved what U.S. officials call fierce fighting. At least 7 American soldiers were killed yesterday after their helicopters were hit by enemy fire. U.S. commanders say al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters have taken heavy casualties but appear determined to fight to the end. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
For nearly 3 months, al-Qaeda fighters have been keeping a fairly low profile in Afghanistan. But in recent weeks, U.S. officials say an al-Qaeda force has been regrouping in the rugged mountains of Paktia province on the eastern edge of the country. U.S. commanders believe the remaining al-Qaeda leaders are still in communication with each other and still capable of mustering their fighters. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the al-Qaeda force now battling U.S. and allied troops appears to be under some kind of military command.
There's large numbers of them. They're very well armed, they're very well equipped, and they're not milling around. They're engaged in a very fierce battle, so there's clearly leadership involved.
The story of how 7 U.S. soldiers were killed yesterday could have come from Vietnam. According to military officials, 2 Chinook helicopters carrying U.S. troops were flying into a hostile area. One was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. A soldier aboard the helicopter was thrown out by the force of the hit and killed. That helicopter was forced to land a distance away. The second helicopter came in to rescue the remaining troops and ferry them back to where the soldier had fallen to recover his body and pick up the fight. U.S. Army General Tommy Franks, the commander of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan, says 6 other soldiers died soon after.
The forces on that helicopter got off the helicopter and immediately came in contact with the enemy force, and that is the place that the casualties came from.
Perhaps the most notable feature of the current operation is that U.S. soldiers are playing a lead role. Of the approximately 2,000 troops taking part, about 900 are American. General Franks yesterday told reporters that he wants to give the al-Qaeda fighters just 2 options, surrender or be killed.
At the end of the day, it is, as I think many people have said, the sure way to do work against the enemy is to put people on the ground, and that's what we've done in this case, and that's the reason we did it that way.
Retired Army Colonel Robert Killebrew, a former Army strategist, says the U.S. commander may be relying more on American soldiers than on Afghan fighters because he wants to be sure the al-Qaeda force, the quarry, doesn't get away this time like it did the last time the United States had it cornered in the Tora Bora region.
We're probably more determined now to get a fix on who we're dealing with up in those mountains and to ensure that they don't get away. This doesn't disparage the fighting qualities of the Afghans, but it certainly indicates that the commander, now that he has the forces there, wants American ground troops on the ground sorting out the combat and ensuring that the quarry this time doesn't get out through a bolt hole.
In fact, the current operation in Afghanistan is called Anaconda, like the snake that encircles its prey and slowly squeezes it to death. General Frank says the U.S. and Afghan troops now have the al-Qaeda force virtually surrounded, with the Afghans in what's called a blocking position. Colonel Killebrew says this leaves U.S. forces free to pursue al-Qaeda fighters when they attempt to escape and then drive them straight into the Afghan blocking forces.
What you try to do is put good forces well dug in positions that they can defend, and then use other mobile forces to run your quarry up against the blocking position and catch them between 2 fires. The U.S. forces will be good for that because they're more mobile than the Afghan forces, and because they'll dispose of more firepower.
But this can be a messy operation, Killebrew warns. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, briefing reporters yesterday, said he expects there will be more U.S. casualties before this operation is over. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.